The history of America. In the old days, the Middle Ages to be specific, people knew only about Europe, Africa, and Asia. Marco Polo discovered that China and India have spices, tea, silk, and other goods that were not known by the Europeans. So they opened a trading path called the Silk Road. But the Silk Road was long, dangerous, and expensive. So explorers started looking for new ways, by land and by sea. Then there was a man called Christopher Columbus, who thought the world is much smaller than they imagined. So he wanted to sail west to go around the world to India. He asked many kings and queens for money, but he didn't get any. Finally, after months of begging, he got money from the Spanish queen. He started his voyage and first sailed to the Canary Islands to get food, water, and other supplies. Then he went to India with three ships. But as he sailed, not him, not anyone else knew that there was a huge continent in his way. He first stepped on the Bahamas, but never actually on American soil. So he always thought he came to India. Wrong. He called the people there Indians. Wrong. They figured that out when Amerigo Vespucci discovered it is actually a whole new world. So it was called after him, America. Many settlers came to America after Columbus. The settlers took the Indian land, and many wars were fought, so they put the Indians in reservations. All of the Indians had different languages and ways of life, but they all had legends. And there is a very good known one about the white deer who cured a very nasty disease from an Indian tribe. Many years have passed and wars fought. When in World War II, the Americans needed the Indian weird language. They developed the code talkers, and they made the history of World War II change. The old Indians still live by the traditions and make their own shoes. Young Indians go to college and study, and after they go to fight for Indian rights. The Indian journey through history has not yet ended.